This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour, celebrating Labor Day. This is the DJV program. Jennifer off today, but Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner is here, and you are here. So what more is the... Well, we don't need anybody else. So the football season, I'm amazed, as I am not a football fan, at the coverage. I have 14, I usually have 14 or 15 different websites that I use, sources of information. And maybe it's because Labor Day is what they, some people call a slow news day, that there is so much coverage of all of these college games. Number five, Georgia, got a much needed confidence boost in beating Clemson. Where do we go? A lot of college games, right? The college season began a week before professional football starts this weekend, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
I think it does, yeah, right.
Yep, college games are out there, and then pro starts the 12th, I want to say.
The 12th of September
is... The Thursday before, so this coming Thursday.
The 9th.
And then Thursday, Sunday and Monday.
Right, yeah.
All right, so. I think people are just so excited, though, for football again because it feels normal, you know, and last year was just so weird. I don't know, and colleges weren't happening. I mean, people, a lot of the college athletes missed a whole season. So I think that's probably why everybody is just so excited to feel like, you know, most colleges have a vaccine mandate, so everyone can be back in school and in the classroom again. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, I like watching football, too. I mean, I'm not obsessed, but I like watching it.
But is there something going on I don't know, because I started this when I was actually on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg, in Ohio. I got this bee in my bonnet about football and how dangerous it was and how it ought to be something that parents steer their children away from. And when you consider how much excitement there is wrapped around it, especially in states like Florida, Texas, Ohio, I think Colorado, the high school programs in Pennsylvania, too. The Friday night lights, all that Friday night stuff. Friday night is high school. Saturday afternoon and night is college. And Sunday was, at least when I was growing up, that was the tradition. It was Friday night, high school football. Saturday day and night was college football. And Sunday day and night was professional football.
Right.
Now it's like
now
baseball.
Pro football's
you can
everywhere.
Find games every night of the week,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And
there's there's Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, and then you've got social media stuff involved, Twitter and Amazon fighting over streaming rights, and it's everywhere.
Big deal. A federal court has ruled that evidence of drugs that was gotten by police from a package at a FedEx sorting center was not seized unconstitutionally. In other words, hello, that's a double negative. Those of us who are English people, why don't they just say it was constitutional? So the defendants in the case argued that the seizure violated their Fourth Amendment rights. So if you look at this decision, there's an agreement allowing law enforcement agencies to seize parcels at FedEx's sorting centers. Police permitted to take packages only if a drug dog indicates there may be contraband inside the individual packages. So what's going on here, in case you didn't know it, is in all of the... We were talking about Amazon has just set up a huge warehouse and an airport connection in the Cincinnati airport. In Memphis, it's FedEx. And I think Kansas City is where the UPS, I'm not sure, but the UPS got one too. And so now what the feds are doing is bringing drug dogs into these facilities because people are shipping drugs illegally by FedEx and UPS and Amazon. I guess not so much Amazon, but certainly FedEx and UPS. So there was this whole big case that was brought about. Somebody got bagged. The label was from Brownsville, Texas, and that was, I guess, the second when they sniffed him out. Okay, Brownsville, Texas, that's on the Mexican border. Okay, two and two is still four. And so they found a lot of boxes were being shipped from Brownsville. The return label was Brownsville that were going to places all over the country. And so they decided, okay, we better look at this stuff. Now, I don't know whether they were creative enough to know it or somebody at FedEx blew the whistle on them, but now they've got this whole big deal where the dogs go in and they sniff out, and whatever is in Kansas City, they're doing that there as well. But I think it started, I think one of the reasons it started in Kansas City isn't because there's a UPS center there, it's because the police department, for whatever the reason, started looking at boxes that came into the local FedEx distribution center in Kansas City. And then they traced it back to this address in Brownsville, where apparently every day hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boxes are shipped to destinations all over the country.
I mean, we have such, and this is not like marijuana and cocaine and stuff. This is probably all, fentanyl and all that stuff that's just killing Americans in this opioid crisis that we've been in forever now, it feels like. So, I don't know, maybe somebody, it was an anonymous tipper, whoever it was or however they discovered this. Thank God, because we already have so much of this stuff flying into this country from all angles. This is not just the southern border. This is coming in, you know, from anything with an airplane. This stuff is coming in. And a lot of it is synthetic. It's all synthetics. So a lot of it is made in China, and it comes over on those
most
big container ships.
Yeah, most of it.
You know, and I know everyone likes to point the finger at the southern border, which has its own set of problems. I'm not denying that at all. But with a lot of this fentanyl stuff, it's been traced back to China mostly.
Right.
Even Russia.
We've ignored China at the expense of Mexico. Not that a lot of it isn't coming in. Much of it, as you're suggesting, but we have not looked at that China connection. Remember the French connection? That was a real thing. The two movies that were made with what's his face? Gene Hackman played Papa. Come on, the two of you have to remember that.
I've heard of the movie, but I don't know what it's about.
Okay, it's a real story about the drugs that originated in France and were being shipped to New York, and the cop who chased it all down was a real cop named Popeye Doyle, and Hackman played him in the movies, and it was...
I mean, it's a famous movie. I know of it, for sure.
Right, yeah. But so, after World War II, a whole lot of this stuff got started. Yeah, there was not much of it, but after World War II, it sort of picked up, if that's the right way to look at it. In the 50s, there was some of it, but it wasn't until the 60s. Actually, the dawn of the drug era in America was the Vietnam War. And then, because stuff started coming over from Vietnam, soldiers who were exposed to it brought the stuff back. Then it became more popular. You saw things like LSD, and other things. Heroin became a big deal, although heroin had been around for a long time. Marijuana and heroin had been around for a long time, but LSD and Quaaludes, and listen to me sounding like I'm an expert.
Did live through the 60s.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You already know a lot more than my mom knows.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it wasn't that I've never done any drugs in my life, but I know people that were around me that were doing things that were crazy. I remember somebody OD'd at Heidelberg when I was a freshman, and I thought, what in the world? Was this, and it was like we didn't know what ODing was. I didn't know what ODing was until that thing happened. And so anyway, the point is that there is the stuff that's coming in here now. The world is flooded with these drugs. Some of them are illegal. Some of them are illegal. And frankly, the only difference between illegal drugs and legal drugs are the legislation. I mean, why is marijuana or the use of some of that stuff still illegal? Do you think that that's worse than legalizing opium was actually legal for a number of years, but the stuff that comes, oxy, and the things that have been deemed legal and how problematic that stuff has been, it's a joke.
That's something that's kicked off a lot of people's drug abuse.
Yeah, it's a joke.
They get injured and then they get hooked on the painkillers.
Right, yeah, right. Yep, all right, well, anyway. I noticed that Damon John, doesn't everybody know who he is from Shark Tank, wouldn't you say? Do most people know who he is?
I think if you watch Shark Tank, for sure. I mean, yeah. I knew who he was because of FUBU and his other stuff that he did before he became a shark.
I don't remember him.
Because he's a local New York guy, and he's pretty legendary. So I grew up hearing a lot about him and how entrepreneurial he was, and then it's very fitting that he became a shark.
Yeah. Oh, it is. That's a good show. It still is. My favorites are him, Cuban, Mr. Wonderful, Lori, and Hershkovitz, or whatever his name is.
So literally everyone except Barbara Corcoran.
Well, the original, those were the original.
I don't like Barbara Corcoran. I think she's just kind of a stick in the mud.
Yeah, she is. She has no personality. I think, but she was one of the original. The two women and the three men, the originals were Cuban, Barbara Corcoran, Mr. Wonderful, Lori, and Richard. Those were the original five. And then Damon got introduced fairly soon after that. He's usually there, and he's usually there, and if he's not there, Barbara's there in that scene. Anyway, so the point is that Damon John did an interview. He was talking about those businesses hiring 14- and 15-year-olds, especially the food industry. He talked about Steve Jobs and Bill Gates starting very early, learning their craft. I'm with him on this. 13-, 14-year-olds, reliable workers, and they ought to be able to work if they are physically able to and if they want to. Apparently, remember last week we were talking about the McDonald's?
Yeah.
They posted a sign that read, now hiring 14- or 15-year-olds, a Burger King in Ohio. Do you have a 14- or 15-year-old at home? They need a job. We'll hire them. And kids at 14 or 15 do need a job. After school, they need a job. And this gives them responsibility, a little extra money, keeps them from wasting a lot of time and getting involved in things that they ought not to be involved in.
Kids who don't play sports, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing, yeah.
Because I played a lot of different sports, and during the school year, I didn't have time for an after-school job, but I had a job every summer, and so I started at 14. Yeah, that's what everybody did where I grew up, but I don't know, like, the weird backlash.
So what's the aversion to it now? Why aren't people...
I don't know. Some people, remember last week when we were talking about the McDonald's in Oregon, said we'll hire the 14 and 15-year-olds, and there was this backlash, and I don't know if it was parents, but they were saying it was child abuse, and kids shouldn't work that young, and that's why Damon John, who was on TMZ Live, that's why he was asked about that, and he was just like, wait a minute, this is, I mean, he started out.
I bet he had a job when he was 10.
He had paper routes. He had a million jobs. Yeah. And he grew up in a crime-infested part of New York City where it was just gang warfare. And he decided that he was not going to go that route. And look where he is.
Good for him. Yep, good for him. I started my first, I got paid 50 cents. The farm where I spent much of my youth was also the family that ran the farm, ran the school buses in Framingham. And I swept the buses out. Started when I was 8 years old, swept them out every weekend. And I got 50 cents a bus. And that's how I started that's where my bank account started. I think I may have been younger than 8.
And then after working 1 week, you bought a house. I mean, that's like, those are the stories I keep hearing from people back then.
Well, I bought a house when I was 22.
I bought a mansion. It was $23,000.
Yeah. That was, I paid 43 for my first house.
Which was probably a gigantic mansion.
Well, it's one of the oldest houses in Framingham, and it's a big old farmhouse.
See?
Yeah. And it's, I'll take you by when you come.
Literally, if you think about it, you paid 40-something thousand. That's what most people spend on a car.
Yeah. But if you're lucky.
Right.
The cars and trucks are 40, 50, 60,000 bucks now. Yep. 21 half the hour here on the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Half the hour now. It's trending time. It's social media time. It's time to find out what maybe is going on, like subterranean stories. Subcutaneous under your skin or subterranean under the actual dirt. There are stories. There's dirt. Actually, I want to talk a little bit more with Jay about the passing of Willard Scott, which we'll do right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so we have the unpleasant task of, well, wonderful task, talking about the life and times of Willard Scott, who was one of America's favorites. And you know what he said to me? He says, I don't understand all the fusses about it. I don't do anything special. I'm not a special person. I just do what I do. That was him.
I think a lot of people thought he was special.
Yeah, he was very special.
That sounds like very humble.
Oh, he was very, very humble. Yeah, yep. Loved being on his farm in Virginia. That was actually how our conversation started. We did farm talk.
Oh, all right.
In the first conversation. Anyway, so Jay, what's did anybody figure out yet why he's only 87, so what was his problem? Why did he die?
No official cause of death has been released, but just the announcement that he was surrounded by his family and loved ones when he passed.
Yep. Speaking of people who have passed, A lot. I remember when Steve Irwin died. Remember him, the crocodile hunter?
Loved him so much.
Yeah, he was one of those.
That was such a shocking death. Remember that?
Because he was young, wasn't he?
Well, and
well, and the way it happened.
The stingray, right? Didn't the stingray get him? And
Right, and it pierced him right through his heart. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. It was one of those things that it was like a freak
total
accident.
Freak accident. Yep.
You'd have thought that if anything, he would have gotten eaten by a crocodile.
Right.
Or bit by something poisonous.
Well, and he was filming something else, and then he decided to get some more video footage for a side project that he and his daughter were working on. Mm. So it wasn't even something that was supposed to be filmed. It was just kind of spur of the moment, let's throw this in.
Right, yeah. So what is her daughter, his daughter's name, Bindi? Is she still doing the same stuff, the same sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. The whole family is. They have, what is it, Crikey? It's the Irwins. I think that's their show on Animal Planet or Discovery. They still own and run the big zoo and wildlife rehab center.
Bindi's brother was on Shark Week this week, or this year, and he was really good. And so it's really cute to see them all following in their dad's footsteps, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a neat sort of thing. I think learning about how to respect animals and wildlife while not being afraid, but just, you know, knowing what the vagaries are. And, you know, there are some things like that business with the stingray. You can never predict that in 100 years. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date. She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-era unemployment programs established by the CARES Act expires in a lot of states today, affecting nearly 9 million people. The Biden administration has called on states to use emergency coronavirus funds to provide more money to the millions across the country who are still without jobs. This, as many small business owners complain, the government's handing out of money is keeping workers on the couch and out of the workforce. The August jobs report on Friday says unemployment dipped 0.2%, but only 12% of jobs went to women. Using brand new U.S.-provided military weapons and gear and clothing, the Taliban said on Monday they have taken control of Panjshir province. That's north of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's reported as the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. Also Monday, 6 passenger jets are being blocked from taking off at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens. Some are reporting the U.S. State Department is blocking the planes. President Biden remains on vacation. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages.
No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they're support black and brown communities, they do not have the will to protect them. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail. We need to take the politics out of this and allow law enforcement to do its job the way they are trained to do.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border is having grave effects on illegal immigration. Former acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News.
We have to remember that the Biden administration, again, is encouraging these individuals. We're seeing historic numbers month after month after month. And in the process, we see more migrants' deaths in the desert that public safety officials and Border Patrol are seeing every day. But we're also seeing more in-custody deaths in CBP.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour. It's a Monday, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. I think it is a happy day, isn't it, for most people? You get right
day of rest, right?
Yeah, right.
Happy for people who got to sleep in. Super happy for all of y'all.
So happy.
Zing! Zing!
What is it like?
You'll go have a nap and you'll be fine. Right? You'll sleep for another 3 hours, the two of you, and then you get up and be bright and you'll be ready for the rest of the day.
All right? You're not back wrong. Again tomorrow.
No, right, exactly. And I'm not wrong. There we go. So, did you see the pictures of this woman going through the airport? I saw this morning in the Washington. Excuse me?
Was that Daisy?
Yeah. What is that? What's the problem? Huh? Kim, calm down a little bit. We've been talking a lot in the news breaks, and I haven't brought her down to have her morning pee. So that's it. She's okay, let's go. Anyway. This woman who went through the Washington airport wearing a bikini and a mask. Did you see the picture? I thought it was pretty startling. Huh?
No, but if anyone would find that picture, it'd be you.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
I feel this has TikTok written all over it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you Google it to see what we're talking about.
Of course. And she has the handbag that you and I were discussing off air, Victoria.
For real?
Oh, there you go.
For real.
Yeah. I need to Google this one. What airport was she at?
I think it's the Washington airport, if I'm not mistaken. It's in the Washington papers, so I'm betting it was in Washington. Meanwhile, the actor Richard Grant, everybody's going to say, who? So if you look, if you Google, if you're into this, I become much more of a Googler. The ladies tell me that the Googling ends up in me going down the clickbait road. It's a good thing I have lots of protective devices on my computer, I guess. But in this, I did Google Richard Grant because I can remember him. He's been a bad guy pretty much through his entire acting career. His wife passed away over the weekend, and so there's that. It's kind of a nice love story, actually. And
yeah.
That's really why you pay attention to it in the sense that it's a nice love story. But if you remember, he was a perfect foil, bad English guy in the Star Wars movies. He played, he was, as a matter of fact, I think he's the captain of the ship that answers the, I'm pretty sure I remember him as the captain of the ship that is sort of, he's second under Darth Vader in a couple of the movies.
Pride, and yeah. So he was in The Rise of Skywalker, so I think he's like a newer general, but
yeah,
they kind of shuffle a few of them in and out, so you never really know what the time frame is, but yeah. He has that sort of just, like, as soon as you see him, you may not know his name, but you know his face.
Yeah, right, bad
guy. He's one of those character actors that's been in everything.
Yeah, been around for a long time. Speaking of acting, etc., season 6 of The Masked Singer kicks off with a two-night premiere a couple of weeks from now on Fox. Who's in that? Jenny McCarthy, married to Donnie Wahlberg.
Right.
I saw
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, yeah. So
they've all the original judges.
They've stayed with all the judges, haven't they? Pretty much.
They have such good chemistry, those four judges.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love this show. And Nick Cannon is back as the host. It's just such a fun, fun show. And
right.
the costumes are so intricate. And it's getting harder and harder to actually guess who is behind the mask. In the beginning, it was kind of easy, but it's not now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Danny Reagan. Danny Reagan is the character that Donnie Wahlberg plays Blue Bloods. So I said he's married to Jenny McCarthy. So wasn't he one of the surprises? Don't I remember that sort of from the back of my mind?
I didn't see the last season. I thought I heard something where he showed up. He didn't really compete, but he showed up in a costume.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Jenny guesses that it's her husband, even though it's not. So, yeah, I think he was there to kind of play a prank on her.
Well, it's kind of cute. All right, here's the story of an affair that is rather strange. You may or may not have seen or heard of this story out of the corner of your ear. A Belgian zoo has banned a local woman from visiting the park's chimpanzee exhibit because she was having an affair, they say, with one of the chimpanzees. The chimpanzee is named Cheetah. Came to the zoo in Antwerp 30 years ago. Over the past 4 or 5 years, a lady named Adi Timmerman has visited every week, developing what they say is a close bond with the animal. She said, "I love that animal, and he loves me."
Why isn't she allowed to visit him?
Well, because they think that it's strange.
They said
she's taking
it's causing
his attention
issues.
Away from visit other visitors. Go ahead.
Well, it's causing issues with the other chimps, the other animals. Yeah. They're like not allowing him to be part of their group because he's always paying attention to the visitors. He pays more attention to the visitors than everybody else, and they feel like it was for the health and safety of the animal, not anything else.
But
not because they were
salacious.
Like doing anything wrong.
No.
Because that made me a little nervous.
Yeah, but it was. That's where you go when you see a headline like that.
Right.
It's
woman
always
banned from visiting chimp. Yeah.
Right.
Fair.
Yeah. Or the 3-year-old boy that was lost in the Australian woods. Was he taken under the wing of some wolf or something? You know, that kind of stuff. There have been those stories around over the years. If you're a fan of Subway sandwiches, most popular franchise in the world, apparently the owners' groups want Megan Rapinoe booted from her role as the restaurant spokesperson because she kneeled when the U.S. National Anthem was played. So what do we think of that,
ladies? I
didn't
know Megan Rapinoe was related to Subway.
I didn't either. I'm just looking at this.
That's news to me.
First time. Here's a, the Subway owners say, quote, boycott Subway until Subway fires the anti-American Megan Rapinoe, the creep who kneels for our beloved national anthem.
They called her a creep?
They called her a creep.
Wow. Right.
Yep. Hmm.
Okay.
So this is the NA.
Same people who want to exercise their First Amendment rights always seem to want to shut everybody else down who also does the same thing.
Well,
Dysfunction Junction.
Yep.
What's your function?
What's your function? What's your dysfunction? How many people have been thinking about their taxes now that there are all these new proposals? The Biden administration's got all kinds of proposals for new taxes. So just for the heck of it, I got lost. Yes, I admit, I went down Click Alley. I saw a story about taxes and new taxes versus old taxes, and I found some things. This is one of my faves. I've always been one of those people when they when the pig book comes out. You know what the pig book is? Every year,
no.
one of the nonprofits in Washington publishes the pig book, and it goes through all. Oh no, sorry, not the pig book. It's called the pork.
Oh, pork. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I do want to say it was called the pig book, but it's about pork. All the pork that becomes part of the bills, and we see that more. That abuse is more now than it ever has been, or at least it seems to be with all the various things, these bills like the infrastructure bill that doesn't have, you know, one third of the money may go for infrastructure. The rest of it goes for other pet projects. So apparently there are people in Washington who want to create an entirely new kind of federal tax that would be either in addition to taxing annual income. They want taxes on accumulated wealth and assets. So that's we've been talking about that, but now look at the I just saw my cell phone bill. This is where I'm coming from right now. The little things that keep adding up, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, the big picture is you pay a big real estate bill, you pay an excise tax on your car, and you pay you know, other large taxes, but you don't look at the small taxes. Look at your cell phone bill. All right.
Yep. Look at your cable bill.
Wireless service today, there are like almost 500 million accounts in America. 500 million. That means a lot of people have 2-3 phones. I have 7, as a matter of fact, in my business circle. So I look at this bill and see what I'm paying in taxes. If you look at, I'm looking at my recent Verizon bill, $144.87 a month. Extra $17.50 in taxes, fees, and surcharges. So that's 11% if you figure it out. And then, you know, you look at some of the other stuff. $5.49 federal universal service charge. Nobody knows what that is. $3.52 gross receipt surcharge. Nobody knows what that is. Right? I mean, think about it. $4.76 in taxes and fees, but they don't specify what the taxes and fees are. So there's $5.49, $3.52, and $4.76. For what? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
Explained.
And you can call up and you can ask, well, what is this? What is this for? And they're just, oh well, and then they'll just give some generic answer that means nothing.
Right. Yeah. If you look at smartphone, understand that if you look at smartphone service, it's one of the more regressive tax systems. It hurts low income people more than anybody else because everybody's paying the same amount. I don't pay more than the guy who's making a third of what I'm making. It's all the same. And it isn't how these things get passed, because they never really go through a legislative process. They just they apply to the Politburo, or in this case the FCC, for these are all FCC-approved fees. So, you know, you talk about old taxes never dying. Good God. 45 past the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Here we are at 47 at the hour on today's DJV program with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We've just gone about the business of Googling a story that I saw, and maybe you think I'm making it up because you can't find it. A story of a 56-year-old guy stealing 730 pieces of women's underwear. He's a college... No, wait a minute. No, this is a college student. Apparently this guy got into the... this woman had gone to the laundromat to wash her clothing, and this guy, when she wasn't looking, was trying to steal her panties.
So he wasn't stealing them from stores. He was like...
Yeah.
Wow.
Wherever he could find...
Yuck.
Mostly the coin-operated laundries where he was getting... But what would you do? Why... The women do that stuff. I guess that my question is, do women do that sort of thing with men's underwear? The story's all the time men do stuff like that.
Not that but, I'm aware of.
No.
Why are you saying it like that, Victoria?
Why would women want... Look, most women don't even want to deal with their boyfriend or husband's underwear. Why would you want some stranger's skivvies? I don't know. It just is very odd to me.
Well, why would somebody buy... Remember the whole thing about Bill Clinton donating his underwear and making a deduction for it? When they examined his tax returns in 1996 when he was running for re-election, they found a deduction on a tax return of underwear. And then the whole business about, was it used? Of course it was used. That's why he was, if you buy it, you're going to give that away. But he was giving away his old and taking a deduction for his old underwear. And so who was buying that? Who would buy... Who would want to buy Bill Clinton's underwear? I suppose that's a question. Okay.
Not Monica.
Not at all. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Time for Chuck Curry to review what's going on in the world of movies, movie moments. I don't know. We may not be able to get a total box office total for the weekend because of a long weekend, but I'm sure we'll find out some other things, past, present, and maybe future when it comes to entertainment right after this.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Time for us to wind Chuck up so we can talk for a few minutes with us, ladies. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry with the music from the movie Dumbo, which I thought was a wonderful family movie from a couple of years ago. I just loved it.
I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, I loved it. It was wonderful. All right, so
and it is a Tim Burton movie, and that was the fourth collaboration between director Tim Burton and actor Michael Keaton, who turned, believe it or not, Doug, 70 years old.
70.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He did four movies with Tim Burton: Beetlejuice, Batman, Batman Returns, and Dumbo.
Yeah. Have you seen that the protege yet with him?
I have not.
You haven't seen it. You need to see it. It's actually quite a good movie, as I've said. I don't know how it's held up in weeks to weeks. What do we have for should we do box office totals tomorrow instead of today?
No, I'll just spin the top story because it is a big story of the weekend. You know, usually, Doug, Labor Day weekend is a bad weekend for movies. They do not do well because people really? Are going back to school, thinking about the fall. This weekend, post-COVID, this somewhat obscure character in a new Marvel movie, Shang-Chi, is projected to do $84 million in business over the four-day Labor Day weekend,
Woo!
Which breaks records. And it shows, despite the
We're
fact
yep.
that there is risk and there is this new variant, and obviously I don't want to downplay that. I do take it seriously. But people are going back to the movies to some extent. This is a very big opening weekend. It is good for the multiplexes and theater owners who booked this movie. $84 million over 4 days, pre-COVID, post-COVID. That's a very, very, very impressive number. Very good.
Yeah.
It's good for the industry.
It is. You're right about that. Yep, I agree. All right, so, but there's nothing that came out this weekend that was really fabulous anyway, right?
No, nothing to challenge it. Last week's number one, this is a three-day totals now. Candyman, $10 million, $39 million in 10 days. That's solid. Free Guy holding up week to week really well. Weekend number four dropping just 33%, 8.7, $92 million in 4 weeks of release. Paw Patrol, which is an animated movie, $4 million, $30 million in 4 weeks. And Jungle Cruise, $4 million over the four-day weekend, $105 million a date. As I spoke about last week, they will do a follow-up, a sequel
so
which will reunite Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt.
How do they put, what do they do? How do they?
I don't know. They'll just,
that's going to be a tough rewrite.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. They'll hire some screenwriter who'll write a script on a napkin during a lunch meeting, and they'll throw it into production. They just, as long as they get the two stars back, they'll figure something
out.
And they'll make it work.
If there's good chemistry between pros like that, they may not need too much of a script. You know, some of the more interesting
script
movies
that have been done. Here's the thing. Good point. I would tell you that at least 30 to 50% of every movie that goes into production does not have a finished working script, especially big studio movies where they rework the script on a daily basis. Some turn out to be really good. Some, it becomes a major issue, and the movie becomes ultimately a big mess. But very few movies have a completed working script from A to Z when movies go into production. It's just the way of the world now.
I want to have more movies about rock and roll stars. I want a movie about Mick Jagger. Don't you? Or maybe the whole role.
That would be a good one.
I
said last week they're going into production on a Whitney Houston biopic, which I said I think has a ton of potential if it's an honest telling. But I thought the Elton John biopic, Rocket Man, along with the Queen biopic were really
good. But don't you think a Rolling Stones would make a good movie?
Absolutely.
It would be a great one. I mean, they've talked about...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.